Good morning, children. This morning, I don't have a very long lesson, but we're going to be talking about the importance of obedience. I have two stories that I'm going to read. One of them, it's a Bible story of someone that wasn't very obedient, and the other one is a story of a boy that was obedient and it probably saved his life. I hope you guys like stories, because I do. But we're going to start with the story of the little boy. Justin lived in the jungle in a land called Congo. Many wild animals roamed this African country. Justin's parents loved God. They told people of the Congo about Jesus and the Bible. Justin liked to help his parents, and when his father talked to him, Justin listened carefully. He always tried to obey his parents right away. When Justin forgot to obey, trouble came. If he didn't put his clothes away, his shirt would slide onto the floor and get wrinkly, or sometimes his shoes hid in mysterious places. But when Justin ran outside, he liked to watch the red ants march to their homes in the ground and the lizards scurry across his bare toes. He liked to gather orange and white flowers with long stems for his mother to set in clay pots. But Justin knew that he should never go into the jungle. Dangerous animals lived in there. One day Justin was playing under a leafy Bobinga tree near his house. Suddenly father called, "Justin, come quickly." Justin looked at the hut he was building. It was a lovely hut of sticks and leaves. It was nearly finished. "Run as fast as you can," shouted father. Justin obeyed. He dropped his handful of leaves and dashed for the house. He flew into his father's arms, and his father hugged him tight. His chin shook in a funny way. "Look at the tree where you were playing," said father. Justin gasped. The skin on his neck prickled. A huge, ugly snake twisted alarmingly in the leafy Bobinga tree. "Aren't you glad it didn't fall on you?" asked father. "Yes, Daddy," Justin shivered. "And I'm glad I came right away." "You were playing right under it," father said, as they watched the snake slither away. Father clasped Justin close, and he said, "It could have dropped down on you and choked you. So let's thank God for protecting you," said father. "Yes," Justin agreed. If he wouldn't have obeyed his father and came right away when his father called, the snake could have crawled on him and hurt him really bad. Because it would have been real easy for him to say, tell his dad, "I'm almost finished. I'll finish my hut and I'll be there in a little bit." And by that time, the snake could have bit him. It could have been very bad. So he didn't just obey, but he obeyed right away. The other story, it's a Bible story that you probably all know. It's about Jonah and the whale. Jonah was a prophet of God. Soon after Elisha died, Jonah spoke what God said. But when God told Jonah to go to preach to Nineveh, Jonah did not want to obey. Nineveh was a big city in the enemy's land. Sometimes those enemies would fight against Israel. Nineveh was a wicked city where the people worshiped idols. Jonah did not want to preach to them, so Jonah tried to run away from God. But no one can run away from God. God can see us everywhere we go. Jonah went to Joppa and got on a ship. He went down into the ship and fell asleep. Out on the water, away from the land, God sent a storm. The sailors were greatly afraid. They threw out things of the ship to make it more safe. They cried to their gods, but their gods could not help them. The captain woke Jonah and said, "Cry to your God." Jonah knew he was not obeying his God. He told the men, "I worship the God of heaven who made the sea and the land." Jonah also said he was running away from God. This made the sailors even more afraid. "What shall we do so the storm will stop?" they asked. Jonah told them to throw him over into the water, and the sea would become calm again. The men did not want Jonah to drown. They tried to row to land, but they could not. So they threw Jonah into the water, as he has said. Then the storm stopped, and they worshiped the God in heaven. Because before they worshiped a different God. It wasn't the real God. Jonah did not drown because God sent a big fish to swallow him. Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days. Now he was sorry. He prayed and promised to obey God. God told the fish to vomit Jonah out on the shore. Then Jonah did what God said. He went to Nineveh. He preached God's message. The king and all his people listened to him. They cried to God and stopped doing evil things. God forgave them. He did not punish them at that time. Jonah learned that God loves all people and wants everyone to do what is right. There are other stories. There are other examples in the Bible of people that were obedient and disobedient. One of them is Adam and Eve. They weren't very obedient. God told them that they could eat of every tree in the garden, but except for one. And one day, Eve was going through the garden, and she saw that tree, and the apple, or the fruit, whatever fruit it was, I don't know what it was, looked really good. And they knew that they shouldn't have ate it, but they ate it anyways. They disobeyed God. And because of that, God made them leave the garden, which was their home. He made them leave their home. So, if you don't obey, there's always consequences. You'll be a lot happier if you obey, because if you don't obey, you always have it in the back of your mind that you should be doing that, and you can't have fun anyway. So, the Bible there's some Bible verses about obedience. Ephesians 6, 1, 2, and 3 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." And then Proverbs 1, verses 8 says, "My children, listen when your father corrects you, and don't neglect your mother's instruction." And then Colossians 3:20 says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for it is well-pleasing unto the Lord." So your parents obeyed Jesus, and Jesus wants you to obey your parents, because if you're obeying your parents, you're obeying Jesus. I don't have a lot more than that. We'll have a prayer, and you guys can all go back to your seats. Dear God, Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the opportunity to gather in this way. Pray for all these children that are growing up, that they could just obey what their parents have for them, that they can grow up to be godly young men and women. Let us be attentive to the message and hear what you have to preach the rest of the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.